Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And I'll take a large fountain drink.
Awesome. Your total is going to be $7.87 today. Would you like to round up for charity?
No. Just run it, please.
You sure, sir? I mean, it's 13 cents. People are watching.
Okay. What's it for? Is it for, like, kids with cancer or, like, what?
Even better. A local Golden Doodle shelter needs our money.
Okay. No. Okay. I'm already paying over $7 for fake cheese and beans. Just give me honey.
You know what? I will take the milkshake. Add it on.
All right, that'll be $6.02. Would you like to round up today to give to the homeless?
602, you said? Kind of unlucky for me there. Can I round down? How homeless? Is it bad or is it kind of?
Sir, just, you know, just about a dollar. It would really make a difference. So, yes or no?
Still no, I think. And also, on here, how do I hit no tip on here? Great. Okay. This is fun.
You can get my dollars when pigs slide, Ronald McDonald. Just kidding.
So true.
I've the pressure. That's why people do the drive-through, because you go there in person. There's 6 people behind you. They go, would you like to give 16 cents? And you're like,
can we talk about this in private?
Yeah.
All these people behind me. Next thing you know, it's you and some high schooler who works at McDonald's in the bathroom together, and he's asking, "Do you want the tip?" And they're like, "Oh, geez.
Oh my God.
I
got no change on me, buddy." And why are you changing? We're back with Correct Opinions. Thank you all for listening once again. Enjoy a word from our sponsors. We'll get into it. We have a great show for you all. Thanks for your support. Let's do it.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Speaking of private meetings, dude, we had a back-to-back. We had back-to-back because, you know, I'm TSA pre-check, not to brag. And Jake, you're a humble guy. You stay with the common folk.
I do. Yeah, I like to.
Man of the people.
I don't want to lose my common sense as a comedian. You know.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, Ellen. You know, you get too big, you lose what it's like.
What's up with airport security? Well, we go TSA 2 times in a row. Katie gets the random check where they're like, "We're gonna pat you down on the side here."
Uh oh.
So she's off again. I'm giving her one of the loser signs. Ha ha. Dork.
It's always a good sign.
You see the little screen where they show like. It'll show highlight the area of your body that's like getting picked up on.
Uh-oh.
You haven't seen this?
I don't think I have access to this. I feel like you have to be a TSA agent to see this. I can imagine it though, like a thermal camera.
So they pause. I'm already through, so I see it. And the lady just points to the screen and looks at Katie. And it's just, you know, a human body with just the crotch highlighted yellow. So the woman's like, have you ever been rubbed down like intimately by the TSA?
Yeah, sometimes we're like, sir, I'm going to touch you.
They're like, I'm going to use the back of my hand though,
mm-hmm.
Which somehow makes it, but it's like, that means I'm not groping you.
Well, have at it then.
Yeah.
Well, let me take my pants off for you.
It's like some weird youth group rules. It's like back of the hand.
No, back of the hand.
Yeah.
It's like weird homecoming rules. Like guys, don't dance front to back. Hey, front to front.
Front only.
All right. That's way better.
And they'll ask you when they get going, they'll be like, would you prefer a private screening? It's like, do I want you to take me to a locked room to rub me down?
No. I said yes the first time. Avengers had just come out. I didn't understand the question. I was like, I would love a private screening.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You guys are amazing.
It doesn't come out till tomorrow. That's what that big screen over there is for.
Luckily, I get to the airport 3 hours early. So
this is why they do it, just in case you get privately screened.
It's like, no, I need witnesses to this rub down.
Yeah, no, do it in front of everyone.
Which, some of these airports have movie theaters. Mm-hmm. Who's getting to the airport that early?
And airports have, like, jewelry stores and, like, perfume stores. Like, who is, like...
Who's like, I got an hour to kill. Might as well buy an engagement ring.
This would be a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to buy an engagement ring, some perfume, and a t-shirt that says Nashville Rocks.
Two birds, one stone.
No, who is buying any of this merchandise?
There's pretty fancy malls at some of these airports. I don't get it.
Where were we at recently? DFW had a gaming center. Did you walk past
that? That looks pretty cool.
Sweet.
Those guys in there looked really dorky, but
I don't think they were going on a flight anywhere that day. I think they were like, oh, free Xbox One?
Yeah. They bought a $30 Spirit flight just to get in the doors.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I'm flying Spirit soon.
What for?
What's funny is Kansas City to LA, there's the nonstop options is Spirit. Spirit gets you hooked up LA to Kansas City. I don't know why. There's a lot of
For our LA.
Poor people wanting to go to LA from the Midwest.
Like our March 31st show? Is that what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, which breaking news? We're coming to LA.
I was wondering when that was going to be announced. So I thought
today.
Okay.
Rec, do you spread the news? We're coming to LA March 31st. Pre-sale starts now. Get your tickets. The info's on my Instagram. See you there.
It's kind of like a Hollywood area, I think. Like South.
Oh, it's picked up the Wilshire.
Yeah, South Hollywood.
Theater. It's going to be nice.
Gonna be nice.
Very excited.
We're flying Spirit on the way there, so it's gonna be nice.
Yes, it is. Very excited for that.
Wait, whatever happened with Katie's crotch?
The
title of the episode.
They caught it.
They got it. They fumigated it, and we won't have to worry about that for 3 to 6 months.
So they're doing their job. We're proud of them. Oh, the TSA person looked at me. He's like, "Is this your wife?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's stubborn about it, so don't.
I'm surprised I don't need to be screened, too.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of diseases between spouses, mm-hmm. I had my first cold sore recently. I had you still got to post content, baby. So I was posting Insta stories. Shout out to my fans who were ruthless in my DMs.
Yeah.
Like, wow, dude, what's growing on your face? It was an enormous one. I guess, you know, I was just tired, stressed. I called my doctor because I don't know how this works. I call my doctor like, you know, I'm kind of traveling. I got this thing going on.
It happened.
I had a second one burrowing. I'm like, am I about to look like this isn't good?
Yeah. Are you about to like have to get privately checked at the airport? Your face is going to be all yellow.
And it's the first time I had a doctor they just like shot me a text like, hey, medicine's at the pharmacy. Go get it. So most of the time, like, we want to see you check it out. They're like, oh my gosh. Yeah. We'll call that in. That is disgusting.
Yeah, like, I don't even feel comfortable being in the same room as you.
So
figure it out.
I took four pills that were truly, I mean, a horse would have a tough time swallowing these.
Interesting.
And I guess I'm okay.
Sore. Huh. I like that you still post it, because then it shows you're not ashamed.
Dad. Not ashamed?
Good. No, it's there, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But these horse pills should take care of it.
Not ashamed. And so, Katie, I've not kissed my wife in 3 weeks. She's really frustrated me. I'm like, she opened like a seltzer or something, little LaCroix, and I took a sip. And she was like, you can just have it now. I was like, you're my wife. She's like, I just don't want to get the cold. I was like, all right. Well, I'll keep that in mind when you have an illness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never touch you again.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. She's the one with the yellow spot.
Yeah, on her crotch.
Maybe you shouldn't be using the same toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Where you draw the line.
Have you seen these fancy houses that they have a his and hers toilet?
No.
That's a new thing.
Like a urinal?
Big master bath, two separate toilets.
His and hers, huh?
Which is, I don't like that. You know, I want to be intimate. You know, I don't mind if my buddy gets off the pot and I sit down. I'm like, ooh, that's warm.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know the person, I really don't mind it. If it's like a stranger in like a grocery store bathroom, then it's like, I'd rather it cool off a bit.
So that was runs and funds. Cold sore was my runs.
Oh, gotcha. I do like the idea. Sorry, I'm still in the bathroom thing. You like sharing the bathroom with your wife. You want one toilet.
Yeah.
You're one flesh. You're one family. Man. You guys ever do the thing where you sit on it at the same time? Like you kind of hug each other facing forward?
She'll face each other. Sit down and I'll try to aim between.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the old Pearl Harbor.
She loves when I do that.
Yeah.
They call it the Pearl Harbor.
I think so. I think all right. Is what they call that.
They're like, what are they talking about? So I'm healing. It's okay. We got shows this week. Several sold-out shows. We got tickets to Tarrytown, New York.
Where is that?
I don't know. We'll find out.
New York. Yeah. Huntington. Is that also New York?
Yeah. That's sold out. Shout out Huntington.
Okay.
And we got some tickets in Baltimore. Great place. Go Ravens.
Red Bank, New Jersey, and then Glenside, PA, which I think is a suburb of Philly.
Yeah.
Which is a special. Shortened version of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Which is a shortened Liberty version Bell. Of Philadelphia 76ers, which is the full city name. Mm-hmm. I think.
It's long version of colonialization.
Good.
One of the first cities.
Ever. Yeah. We told Athens. You guys last week, this is going to be a misinformation podcast.
Oh, yeah. Philadelphia, that's a Native American name. So people forget they started up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. And a lot of stuff came from Philadelphia. The printing press, that's where the Louvre was initially, mm-hmm. and that's where the original Outback Steakhouse was first founded.
Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
Mormonism birthed in
Came out of there.
Philadelphia.
Yes. Little known fact, they print every dollar coin. In Philadelphia. That's the only place you can get a dollar coin. That's mm-hmm. where the mint is for the Sacagawea coins.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cold sore medication, believe it or not. Coincidentally enough.
Big Pharma there.
Yeah. Big Pharmadelphia is what they call it.
Yeah. Well, they don't like that name. But
they don't. But mm-hmm. you could, you know, you meet someone Latter-day there.
Saints, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Time for my runs and funds. I'm going to start with my runs since you started with your runs. I got a call this week while we were in Austin, Texas, and I was like, wow, I haven't heard this person in forever. Surprised they're like not sending me a text before. I'm like, hey, can I give you a call? It was just a phone call out of the blue. I was like, whatever, I'll take it. And she was like, Jake, no, this is random, but I was just thinking about you the other day because I recently moved to Kansas City. We got plugged in with these like this like kind of startup. And they were looking for like entrepreneurial type people. I thought of you from like, you know, what you were doing in college and everything. So I was like, oh, wow. Like, thanks. Like, and I kind of stopped right there. I was like, I'll just tell you right now, I don't have a lot of time for anything else. If it's anything other than like,
I am employed,
very passive income. If you're offering me free money, I will take it. Anything else, you know, and I'm probably out. She's like,
have you heard of Northwestern Mutual? You would be perfect.
Yeah, she's trying to give me just like a 9-to-5.
Yeah,
it's like EY. I don't know how you did in accounting in college, but they're top four. They're big four.
Advocare. You're a health nut.
Yeah. Eventually, she is telling me more and more, and I'm like, I can't quite grasp. Like, I mean, what is the industry that you're even talking about? He's like, it's kind of e-commerce. I was like, all right. Seems like most things. Dogecoin. You know, it's like saying, yeah, the business is business actually. And we get going further.
USD.
We deal in USDs mainly. There's profits, there's expenses.
Taxes,
there's...
of course. Death and taxes. Can't avoid it.
All right. There's employees, there's HR.
Humans. Responsibilities.
We have hours. We're on the clock, off the clock. Email.
Work-life balance.
Attachments. You good on attachments. We have those. We're kind of... onboarding attachment.
Buy low, sell high.
It's one of our things. How you deal with acronyms? Let me throw a few out at you. CEO, CFO, CTO.
CTE.
Anyway, I say, what is like the name? Like, what's like the parent company? She goes, it is a company called Amway.
Wow.
And I held my tongue.
This is a college friend, you said?
Yes. Haven't talked to her in probably 9 years. I should have seen it coming.
Honestly, the worst part of this whole story is the fact that you're an insane person who answers calls from people from 9 years ago.
Yeah.
If someone from 9 years ago calls me, I'm like, they want to murder me. Like, why are they? I'm not like, oh. Let's see what they're up to.
Well, this is probably going to be a normal conversation. This is how friends catch
they're
up.
They're just catching up.
Once every 9 years. Huh. Kind of, they call it the cat's call.
This is Jake. Okay, hey. So girl pitches Amway, you say.
And I was just like, okay, well, I was like, no longer even wanted to be polite. No longer wanted to be like, well, you know, how's it going for you and your husband? You know, whatever, because that's how the conversation was. Just like, all right. Well, like I said, I'm pretty busy and, you know, don't think I'll be able to make it work. But I've made a deal with myself. That's the last time I'm a people pleaser when I get approached by an MLM. I'm done with it. I tell myself that. We'll see. I talk a big game.
Yeah, I don't know what you... How many MLMs have you been approached by?
I think it's like once a year.
I've never... No one's ever... I mean, I get like weird stranger DMs, but I did... I think I've told on the podcast. I did have a sit down with one of my mom's friends, and I'm still upset with my mother that she okayed this meetup. I was clueless. I was just like, oh, this, she drives a Mercedes, and she's describing this whole thing to me. I'm like, this could be really good. And I slowly start to figure it out. I didn't even know what MLMs were, and I figured out, like, I don't think this is a good deal for me. And then I, like, do a little research. I'm like, why did I meet with this lady for an hour?
Oh, it's just ruthless. I mean, especially, like, the way that this girl introduced the phone call is just like, it's been so fun seeing you over the years. Like, everything you have going on, and, like, you're on this comedy tour, and you're doing all this, like, she is very up to date with how many different things
have
going.
You are so busy and crushing it. So,
how would you like to sell off-brand nutrition products to your inner circle?
Have you had any more MLM people get vent to you about my material?
Oh yeah, we talked about that last week, didn't we?
No. Not too many.
No, I don't think so.
Because I did a pre-show meet and greet with this. I mean, this woman was my biggest fan. She was so kind. She was so excited to be there. She's like, oh my gosh! And then she's one of those. I think there's always a few at each show who are like, they think I'm just going to do an hour of Middle School Maddox on stage.
They think it's all going to be like
Middle School Maddox,
piece.
The musical or something. And she's like, where are the braces? I'm like, I don't just wear them all the time. And then she's like, okay, well, we're so excited. She's like, don't make fun of those MLMs. And I was like, we'll see.
Every show is different. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen.
But she was in the front. And
you said, we'll
I tried to like give her a little smile. I hope she takes it. There's a girl who was loud and proud, like, I'm an MLM. She's like, I'm in two of them. And
I'm in a lot of debt.
Did a bit, and she loved it and was cheering me on. I was like, that's great.
And there really are people who do crush it with the MLMs. It's just more often than not, it's your friend from college hitting you up.
You've got to be self-aware of the stigma, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that it's a kind of a...
There's one other... I mean, we're aware. It's like people hit us up offering us jobs because they think we're unemployed. And yeah. It comes with the territory.
There's a lot... I mean, we're two white guys talking about nothing on a podcast. This is pretty overdone.
Speaking of opportunities that make people think I'm actually doing something, we've joked about this because making videos, people are like, do you even have a job? Going on tour, I've still had people ask me, like, so when are you going to get a job?
When the tour is over, you think you're going to use that finance degree?
I got close to, I think, having something that would have made people be like, this guy is about to get a star on the Walk of Fame.
What happened?
I was offered a role in HBO Max Christmas rom-com. I was going to play the part of a character named Sneezy, where I was, unfortunately, scheduling conflicts. I couldn't do the role because we're on tour.
Really?
They tried to make it work. They had a show. We couldn't do it.
I can't believe you got the gig.
That gig is come and gone. Jake helped me film a taping where I was just like, let's just whatever. And they sent us the script. This movie's coming out later this year. I can't wait to watch and see who the real Sneezy is going to be. We're going to have to keep you updated, Recties.
That is kind of fun.
This movie will be on HBO Max. And my character was unnamed. It was just a guy who sneezed a lot. And I was going to have... Yeah. I was in the first scene of the movie.
Good.
With about 9 lines.
Set the tone.
I was not to appear again in the movie. And I really wanted that role because it'd be like, guys, watch this. And you see me...
You kill it. And you're like, all right, you can turn off the movie now.
Jokes, and you're like, okay, well, let's... And then you just keep watching.
Like, when's he coming back?
But I was a guy who was allergic to dogs and a dog was around. 5 of the lines were sneezing,
mm-hmm.
and the other few were me apologizing for sneezing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was
a role built for you.
Yeah. Stepping stone role is what they call it.
Oh, and your mom's friends would have loved it.
Oh, yeah. People have been like, he's on the big screen.
He finally
Look
did it.
Look at him. We're so proud of him.
His big break.
Big break.
He's on a bigger screen than our phone.
So pretty disappointed.
That is too bad. Just yesterday, I was cleaning out SD cards, and I saw those audition tapes, and I was like, you know, I want to delete these because it's done with, but like, this is his, I mean, this is the start. This is the start of everything.
Right.
We should keep it for posterity's sake, you know, for like a time capsule someday.
So, you know, just pray for me that I'll get that next big break because that was ripped out from under me. It was brutal.
It is too bad. I was with friends in Austin this week, friends like our own age. And they were like, they were asking good questions, but they're asking, you know, like, what do you think your future looks like? What do you like want to happen? Do you have any goals? Like, would you want to like someday like be on like, you know, be an actor or be a writer or like be on SNL.
You should do SNL.
Yeah.
Do it.
And on one end, it's like, yeah, it's just like saying like, Trey, you should perform at Madison Square Garden. Why don't you just perform there?
Okay. Like, oh, you're going to be a doctor? You know, I've heard of this. Work at the Mayo Clinic. I think that would be cool. It's like, okay. Do I just walk in there? What do you want?
Oh, okay. You like Law enforcement? Let me ask you this. Crime scene investigator, CSI, down in Miami. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
It looks fun.
You know, I you're such a good leader, and you've worked for the police for a while. You should be the head of Homeland Security. Have you ever thought about that? Wait. Have you thought about that? You'd be great.
Consider it. Promise me you'll consider it. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're left-handed from Ohio. What do you think about being president?
Yeah.
The odds are stacked in your favor. Just do it.
The way you've run the HOA, I'm convinced. Get on a flight to Ukraine. Shut this thing down. Have you ever thought of that?
Just think about it.
You're a leader. You're a natural born leader.
Flight to Ukraine.
It's funny when people... Okay, so they were saying... Anyway, you know, SNL.
More the route I was going was just like, they were describing things I'm already doing, basically. They're just like, wouldn't... Like, dream goal would be like maybe to be like a writer, an actor, you know? Like kind of an entertainer. It's like, well...
Wait. Maybe... Hold on. What if you played a part in like a show or that millions of people watch?
Huh. That would be fun, but I would like to contribute maybe to the writing aspect of it too.
Oh, yeah. You got to get away from Trey, man. that is kind of funny. In a way, like, you get that it's different, but
yeah.
That's what's interesting too, because I think a lot of people would think, unless it was... You know, if Netflix was like, Trey, make a show, which is not happening anytime soon, you'd be like, cool. But it's like a lot of these opportunities are like, you could spend all your time writing scripts and pitching shows. It's like, we should just write videos and just make them and put them out.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Have 100% control of how it looks, how it goes out, and probably get close to, if not as many views as the traditional media. I mean, when's the last time any of you guys watched a full episode of Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's funny. No one who's ever suggested Saturday Night Live is watching Saturday Night Live. It's like, do you watch it? Like,
it's just thing in their head.
No. Would you watch if I was on it? I don't know. I'm usually out to dinner Saturday night. I don't know. Half the skits I don't really like. So, no, probably not.
It's gone downhill, quite frankly.
That's good. So, that conversation ended with just like, we'll see what happens. And...
Yeah, I mean, I was really polite. I was like, I don't think so. You know, I don't really have that. That's not really a goal of mine. My goal, I'll tell them what I told you. I was like, I think like 10 years from now, a nice goal would be make a living only using my voice. It's like no more videos, no more editing, just like podcasting and performing. It'd be kind of fun if that's all we had to do.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, that's what I was watching Colin and Samir, those YouTube guys.
Yeah, about. Love them.
Check them out or don't. And there's
like SNL.
You see like... That's kind of the go-to these days is podcasts, because podcasts, like we sit down here, it takes like 3 or 4 hours a week, whereas like videos, it's kind of impossible. It can't just show up and make a video. It's like you want to write it, you want to be a part of it, you're posting it, you're seeing how it's doing. So that's why you see a lot of people going to podcasts, because if you can make it work, it's very repeatable.
It's so easy to create and also so easy to consume on the listener's end. You can, it's the only medium you can consume while doing other things. People are working out right now. They're driving right now. They're walking their little chihuahua.
But I
right
think,
now.
You know, misinformation podcast, I want you to watch my videos while you drive. I want to encourage you to do that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would say do whatever you guys need to do.
Not as hard as you think.
Take out a loan to get a nicer car with a bigger LCD screen in the center of it. Then I want you to hack into the mainframe. I want you to be able to stream your phone, Trey Kennedy videos, to your car.
I'm actually very annoyed that the nice new screens, I can't find a way to put like New Girl on that while I'm driving down the highway.
It's just a backup cam or maps.
Yeah.
That's not important.
I can do it. I'm just thinking of this. I had a rental car driving back from one of the shows to home. It was easier than flying. And I was in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, I-35. You get confident out there. I mean, there's not an obstruction in sight. And I have to admit, I wasn't really paying attention. And I think one of those classic, like, huge blown semi tires.
Oh,
was,
my.
Like, scattered across the highway.
Oh, jeez.
And I just dominated one of them. In
like,
the rental.
Had plenty of time to avoid it. And
it's one of those
it.
Classic where you're kind of like, oh, we need to gas anyway. It's like, let's pull or make sure. I'm like, but it's kind of rubber. And, like, I think it's fine. You get out and you're like, oh my god.
Yes.
I might have totaled the car.
You got it pretty good.
I returned the rental and it's just some kid. I'm like, so I had an issue here. He's like, oh yeah. I'm like, so what do I need to do? He's like, they'll call you. And I've not been called.
It's about to be a nightmare.
You've had this happen?
Well,
you had it happen to
roommate Isaac, Leonardo DiCaprio Isaac.
remember when they came to our shows in Phoenix, they went to rent a car. No rental cars were available, so they rented a U-Haul to drive around that weekend.
I'm sure U-Hauls are a different breed.
No, same exact thing. Same exact policy.
So we use them. Okay.
Anyway, Isaac, the last night, got T-boned.
Which is a brilliant hack. If rental cars are how much? A U-Haul per day is like $50?
It was on the side of the car. They can't even change the price. It says $19.95 a day.
Smart.
They painted it on.
It's like the Costco hot dogs. It's like we're kind of stuck here.
It has
inflation's
to be
inflation's going up, but you painted it.
Sorry. It's on the walls.
It's cool.
So yeah, rent a U-Haul. Anyway, some like drunk driver ran a red light, T-boned the side of Isaac's U-Haul. Clearly not Isaac's fault. And he has not wrapped up that like case. Like he gets called all the time. He gets letters in the mail. He can't even decide like what's maybe a scam. Like lawyers are hitting him up. He's like, why do I need a lawyer?
People are like, hey, we have your mom hostage. You're like,
he's
whoa.
He's like, guys, these YouTube prank videos are getting out of control.
Yeah. Is this Jake? okay, interesting.
So it is different because it's U-Haul. But then again, yeah, it's been very
annoying. What do I do? They haven't called me. Maybe I should call them. Like, are they just going to like send me a letter one day? It's like, you have to buy us a new SUV. I'm like, what? you didn't file the claim in time.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
I would probably just move states.
Yeah, I should probably just move.
And then just say good luck.
Change the subjects completely.
That's my run. So
that's your run. So kind of a lot of runs. We have cold store problems, we have rental car problems. My saga continues with going to a venue and them saying, wait, who are you? Why do you get in here? And I go, I am Trey.
One of the guys?
And they're like, and this lady's like, credentials. I was like, I don't have them on me. I'm sorry. I don't know where to go. She's like, and the other guy's like, dude, he's headlining. Like, he's like, why are you, just go in. I'm like, I've yet to figure it out. And then one guy is like, oh, shoot. And he was showing me love. He's like, I'll walk you in, man. He's like, I got the guy right here. And this other woman's like, I don't care who. I don't know who he is. Where's his credentials?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just like, I'm in a weird place here. You're being really nice. You're being really mean. You're a happy medium.
So it's such a regular thing. I went out in the middle of the show to go, like, start the camera in the back. And the security guys kind of grabs me. He's like, hey, do you have your credentials on you? I mean, the show is starting. It's like 7 p.m. I was like, no, but, like, I'm about to go on stage, you know. So does that work?
He just runs up on stage. Up.
I don't think so.
Hey, wrap it up, buddy. No credentials.
And he was like, all right, well, I know who you are, so you're cool with me, but let's say I'm not here, let's say I move, then what are you gonna do?
Then what?
I was like, I'll be back in like 30 seconds. You think you can hold it down for 30 seconds? And then I'm going on stage, so should be good after that. Which is funny because security seems to take their job so seriously until two girls need to be escorted out in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And then they're like, whoa.
Call the police.
Let's get the police involved. How long will the police take? We don't know. It could be hours. Pause the show.
My runs were the reschedules in Tulsa and Austin. It was great. And my favorite, my highlight was the guy working Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, Jimmy Jams. Did you meet Jimmy Jams?
I met a few different guys.
Character who was helping us out, he was kind of our security to and from the greenhouse.
Oh, that guy.
Jimmy Jams.
Yeah, big beard.
He said, my name is Jason, full disclosure, but I'm Jimmy Jams with a Z.
Okay. Was he high as a kite the whole night?
I don't know. He was high on life. He was great vibes. Vibes were very up with Jimmy Jams, and he's my favorite person I've ever met.
He was super high the whole night.
There was like a little like basketball goal out between... Mm-hmm. So this venue doesn't have a green room. It has a separate green building.
Yeah.
So you have to walk like 30 yards outside in between the stage and mm-hmm. where you're hanging out. And there's a little basketball goal out there. He'd be out there just shooting hoops mm-hmm. a little bit. He's like, hey, man, great show, man. Jimmy Jam.
Uh-huh. Jimmy Jam.
Yeah, he's giving me great energy.
It was fun in the green building. This is like a classic venue. A really old venue. It was built in like 1924. So many people perform there. I mean, like, Willie Nelson, Hank Williams Sr., Hank Williams Jr., just like all these people. And then you see on the sign, it says, ladies, mud wrestling every Thursday. It's like, is that a band? I don't think. Why is that next to Willie Nelson?
Yeah. So just all these weird perverts show up. I'm like, this is a country concert. Wait, then what? I have a whole bed of mud in my truck.
Yeah, I guess I brought whipped cream for nothing. Again.
I can't keep doing this. You know, but Jimmy Jams was great. Tim, I forget what show that was. Remember that black dude who dabbed me up when I came off stage?
Timbo.
Did you witness that?
I didn't receive that. I didn't do good enough.
Did you witness that, though?
I don't think. Oh, that, this was a while ago. Yeah, yeah. Right before you left.
It's always, it's the best, or like when I'm sitting there and you're doing your set and there'll be like a lady who works at the venue and she's just losing. That's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no offense to all the fans, but it's just way better. Because that person doesn't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which comedian this was. I heard on the podcast that he was bombing at a comedy club, but the waitresses who worked there and had seen him before were laughing.
Oh.
And so he was like, that means something.
Yeah.
And there's something to, like, all these people come and they love it and that means so much, but like the guy who works, who's like cleaning up after, sees it and is like, that was awesome. Like,
I really, oh, that is true. I appreciate when the ushers will tell me like, dude, great set tonight.
Absolutely.
I'm like, wow, thank you. You were listening.
Yeah.
While you were working, like a podcast.
Or I'll do stuff. I'm there. I'll notice like the security guy who's got his back to me just staring at the crowd. I'll kind of peek at him throughout the set and see if he's kind of like chuckling.
See the shoulders moving.
I'll see it. I'm like, oh,
Rachel was telling me at one of the shows that I guess I got tour manager Tom really cracking up one show.
Oh, tour manager Tom.
When that guy told me he was Amish or whatever, and I was making all those Amish jokes. I guess Tom was loving them. Let's it's go. Like, I would have never known he was side stage. I had no idea.
He hates the Amish. Yes. He does.
He loves
does.
When I punch down on the Amish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he loves it.
I'm working on a 5 minutes of Amish stuff just for Tom.
Just for Tom. I'm going to sit him front center for it.
You should see. We're going to Pennsylvania, and he's fired up about it.
Yeah, he wants to do more shows.
Yeah, he's like, Glenside, just wait.
What did you
run
think
a horse and buggy off the road.
We had some sign language interpreters at our Austin show.
Ooh, yes. We got to talk about that. We'll be right back. Support the show. Listen, love you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, this was really cool. I had my first ever deaf fan at a show.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
As far as we know.
No, I met her.
Oh, no, I'm saying it might not have been the first one. Maybe some people came and were like,
are you saying
shoot.
She's lying?
I'm saying no. I'm saying
there I was like, I just met a deaf fan of Jake's. Like, I don't buy it.
I didn't see her.
I didn't
hear her.
Wait, what do you mean as far as
I was just joking, but saying like she couldn't have, maybe she wasn't the first. Maybe there has been another deaf fan.
Deaf people show up and they're just like, I don't want to ask for an interpreter.
And they're like, shoot, I knew I was forgetting something. I forgot to ask for an interpreter. I'm going to have to read his lips.
She was sweet. I wish I could remember. I wish I could remember everyone I meet's names. That's not possible, though. And so I'm learning things. So obviously a good rule to have, but it's like you have to provide an interpreter if a deaf person comes to the show. They're like, what are you saying? No. So I guess if you're a deaf person, you're going to show, you contact the venue and say, here I come. And they're like, we got you. And
Mama's coming.
So she was a VIP. So I met her. So they had an interpreter, obviously, at the meet and greet. So we're communicating through the interpreter. It's the first time I've done this.
Yeah.
And shout out subtitles on videos. She's a big fan. She was really sweet. We got to meet her. And she was a fun one to kind of watch in while I performed.
Really?
Because they pointed out where she'd be. So I kind
of
check out her. And I know she would look at me. And then she'd look at the interpreter. And the interpreter was off to the side doing her thing, his thing too. They go in shifts.
Yeah, they did go in shifts.
I'm like, I can do an hour of jokes. You can do an hour of interpreting. I don't get a sub.
Because while Lucas was on stage, it was the guy. And I'm about to go on stage. I'm side stage. And I wasn't trying to be rude, but I was like, hey, who are you? What do you do?
Yeah.
Why are you back here? She's like, I'm Hannah. I'm going to be your interpreter. I was like, oh, sweet. What language are you going to be speaking?
Yeah.
Sign language. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they go.
But she was a big fan.
I mean, I guess it is. It's probably exhausting.
Yeah, and I wonder, when you're interpreting for a comedian, do you also throw in some misdirection? Like you start, like the setup of the joke is kind of on the right side of your body.
I did see. I don't want to tell you this, but a couple of your jokes that didn't quite hit, I looked at the interpreter and they just went. Not worth it. And then the hearing impaired girl would just be like, okay. Yeah.
Nah, it's good. Yeah, save it. Tell. Save your hands.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of laughter.
Don't work too hard.
I didn't want to tell you that, but.
Yeah, no, I get it. Totally get it. That is funny.
What is that? They're acting it out. And
I'm like watching
a couple of the punchlines. They just go, just doing this. So.
It's probably not worth my time. That would be funny, like an onstage battle. Like I'm watching the signer just not sign my jokes because she's just like, these just aren't hitting. Like, sign the jokes. Do it.
I promise. They need to hear it, even if it's not good.
Even if it's just one person. No, Hannah was my girl, though, because I interacted with Hannah while on stage. It was so fun. We talked about diarrhea in sign language, which was fun. Oh, cool. That was a first for me. A lot of people after the show were like, that's got to be so fun for you to do every night. I was like, believe it or not, that was my first time interacting with a woman doing sign language.
Some people think we have a new show every night. Some people are like, he does sign language jokes every show.
That's must be normal. That's his thing. Some people were like, I guess he just took the braces out for this show.
Yeah.
All the other shows he probably has the braces in. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. We get so many fans and it's awesome, but it's their like first comedy show ever. So they have no idea what to expect. No idea, even like a baseline.
My favorite, I do a little opening video to get the people going, and I make a comment in there of like, the gist is basically like, what's Trey's show going to be? And it's like, I actually have no idea, but and people die laughing.
They're like, yes,
it's crazy.
That's how we feel.
It's crazy that this many people are coming to the show, period. It's super crazy that some people coming and they're just like, we don't know what this will be. Like,
I mean, he came to town.
It's just like, hey, there's a Tobey Maguire movie. It's like, what's it about? We have no clue, but we're just going to roll the dice.
But it's Tobey and it's in our city. Mm-hmm. Let's go see it. Yeah, people are great. Very supportive.
I don't know. I don't know why I said Tobey Maguire.
We're on the home stretch of shows. We're in the final trimester of this
little uterus of
comedy.
The tour is breaching, and we're proud of that.
Here in about a month, I think I can see the head, probably, and I don't know if I want to take an epidural.
That is the extent of my pregnancy term knowledge. So, do you have any more?
Sure. Cut the cord, Dad.
Boy or girl? Hard to tell, I've heard.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Derek was telling us that.
Yeah.
You know Derek.
He misgendered his child, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what he said? Funny story. I've heard a lot of dads do that, though, right?
Yep, things are swollen down there.
Okay.
Things are swollen. Oh, God.
So it's a learning lesson to us both. When I have the kid, I'm just going to be like, Katie will be like, what is it, if we wait? Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, you know. I'm going to let the professional tell you.
Beautiful baby. It's offspring is what it is.
It's offspring.
I'll tell you that.
Pure, unadulterated.
That'd be great. As soon as the baby comes out, it's like, oh my God, Katie, she looks just like you. Right now?
Right now? Yeah.
Yeah. She's got your everything. Got your complexion.
Oh, yeah.
And your hair. She's got your hair.
She's got your hair. She has hair, really? Just make stuff up. Wow. It's a little, yeah.
Wow. Is that braided already? How is that possible?
It looks Asian to me. That doesn't seem possible. That's fine.
And that's fine, but I'm starting to wonder about those yoga lessons I've been paying for.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. excited for birth, so.
Excited for birth.
Do you remember your birth?
I remember, a little bit. I remember it was just like, it felt like I was in like a greenhouse or something. It was just so humid.
Like a Cane's ballroom.
It was like a Cane's ballroom. It was kind of my own ballroom, except there was no room for dancing. I was trying to like two-step a little bit. I'm kicking. Every time I start to kick, I feel like this presence, this warmth.
Well, I kind of remember this because I've been a jokester since day one. I did a jazz hand when I first.
When you came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of went back. I was kind of like messing with them. And the doctor's like, I mean, this guy's, and I was just killing. I mean, the whole room was dying laughing. Yeah. They're like, this guy's going to be something special. And I was just jazz hand. And they're like, come on. And they'd be like, let me take your hand. And I just
move it away. Yeah. That's funny.
So I came out like a jokester.
I remember the night before I was born, I was in like the labor ward. And I was talking to one of the other fetuses. And he was like, hey, I heard about this prank you can do. And so he slid me like one of those magician's handkerchiefs. And so it was so great. So then like the next day, it's like, all right, my mom's being induced. Then I put this little handkerchief out there. They start pulling it and pulling it and pulling it. And I mean, it just lasts for 5 minutes. And it was just so funny and so awesome. Eventually, I popped out and then pulled a rabbit out with me and they just lost it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. I haven't heard of that. Yeah.
It was freezing cold, though.
I was also savage from day one. You know, they have you when they kind of they pop you out and they just line you up like a bunch of potatoes with the other like newborns.
I remember the potato
in the weird screened off room.
Yeah.
And Suzanne was her name. I met her. She was, I was 9 pounds, big boy, but she was right up there with me too.
The room.
Kind of thick before it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her contact. I never texted her. I mean, can you imagine? Day one. So.
And like the contact you got was just like waiting her inches.
It was her fingerprint.
Yeah. Yeah. I dipped her feet in the paint and she put it on a paper plate for me. And then I never called up her feet again. So, yeah. Good memories then.
Good memories. Those were the days.
I remember.
How cool would it be if you could remember the womb?
Yeah. Truly. I don't know.
I'm claustrophobic, so I don't know how I did it back then. That's what my therapist told me. He said, how long were you in the womb? I go, 9 months?
Exactly. Like, well, I mean, there's a problem.
So, I mean, you can do it.
That's a long time to be in a closed space.
You can do it.
Fix it. Elevators, closed closets. Let me stop you right there. You've been in a womb?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
The umbilical cord's a fascinating thing. What happens if you leave it on? Just like...
There's a kid in my high school who left it on.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all called him Umby. And I mean, Double Dutch was a blast.
Yeah. Red Rover was all, he was pretty good at that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things can stretch.
Yep.
Yeah. No one wanted to be the kid next to him though.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So what is it? It's just, hold on. I'm not even entirely sure where is it attached to on the woman from within? I mean, it's gotta be.
Her belly button.
Oh, it's like. Yeah, it's like going rock climbing together. She's like belaying you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, belay on.
Mm-hmm. It's like an auto belay. Yes. She doesn't have to actually like repel, but it's an automatic situation.
Pretty good technology, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll kind of break for you.
Very good technology, yeah.
I would like to know, how long can you leave it attached? Or like what?
Have they ever tried that?
Like what if, you could save on baby food if the mom just continues.
It's like Avatar or something.
It is exactly like that. Or just like a never-ending, pasta and breadsticks. You know, in a way, it's like an unending soup bowl. You just leave that on.
When you're there, your family.
Yeah, your mom just keeps eating and eating. You don't have to eat anything. Like, I got this thing attached. I keep that thing on me. I'm talking about the umbilical cord.
All right.
Life hack. Any pregnant moms out there, leave the cord on. You don't have to feed
your kids. Misinformation podcast. Leave it on. Better call.
better. Yep.
It's a government line to you. Have you cut it off? I don't want to cut the thing when I get to that day. Did you cut it, Derek? Is it frightening?
I didn't cut it?
I think Derek bit it off.
He's kind of clumsy. Oh, you bit it off?
Didn't? Yeah, he's kind of a primal guy.
You see a guy say, all right, you want to cut the umbilical cord? A guy karate chops it.
Oh, man. Do you hold it tighter, Doc? I have a little trouble.
Yeah, make it's it taut. Make
plywood
it taut.
Boards are a lot easier than this. Make it taut.
Yeah, that frightens me. Because if you ever see a kid with an Audi, dad's fault. You have an Audi?
I do.
Have you forgiven your dad?
No.
Oh.
Still
haunts me. How were you bullied as a kid? Audi, Audi.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. How often do you clean your belly button?
So I have a deep innie.
Really? Yeah, I think mine's pretty shallow. It's pretty flush with the rest of my body.
It's pretty shocking. I just don't know what that says about me.
Do you ever have to power wash it? Or like you get one of those like keyboard cleaners, like a duster?
Yeah, a little WD-40 or one of the dusters. Whip it.
Did the bad kids in your school ever do like get high from like the duster?
Probably. I've never was around. Never saw it. Never witnessed it. Good boy.
Well, you weren't cool enough to get invited.
Mm. That was an interesting thing. Don't do it, kids. Yeah, surely kids aren't still doing that.
I don't think so. It's pretty dangerous.
The Juul was kind of the keyboard cleaner of Gen Z.
Yeah.
That's come and gone.
I miss the Juul phase.
Really, really disappeared quickly.
Yeah.
Good for that.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. There's all those stories of kids. They're like, eh, their lungs exploded. They're like, we're going to stop this now. It had one of those, it would say on the box, because I had a buddy of mine who was doing it. And it said on the box, like, one of these is equal to a whole pack of cigarettes.
Really? And it was just like a good thing.
And
like,
I just
wow.
read that to him, and he's like, and he stopped.
Really?
Like, yeah. Maybe read the box next time.
Wow. I remember there's being a big, like, phenomenon of, like, a lot of people are getting popcorn lung. And I've never heard of the term popcorn lung, but I'm like, that sounds like we should stop making whatever gives you popcorn lung.
Or to me, that sounds like it could be good. Does that mean you just have the taste of then again, sweet butter all the time?
Yeah.
You're just inhaling.
It's not bad. It'd make me go to the movies more.
Not bad.
On the note of, you know, umbilical cords and life's bigger questions, I was golfing yesterday by myself, actually. It was kind of interesting. And I got a little scared because I heard like rustling in the woods. And then there was these two squirrels playing crazy high above me on the trees. Where I'm going is, do animals get scared of heights? I was thinking about it yesterday while golfing. I couldn't focus for three holes. I was just thinking about animals being scared of heights. Is there a bird who's like, no way I'm going up there. I'm not flying.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Or like squirrels don't seem scared.
Mm-hmm.
All these little critters.
I would imagine so, yeah. There's probably birds out there who, you know, they're trying to get them to fly from the nest. Like, I'm just going to be a ground bird.
Yeah.
That'd be a ground bird?
Pixar movie.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that idea. Ground bird. I was the first groundhog.
Faces his fear. Got to learn to fly. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, there's got to be some like agoraphobic birds or something. It's like, I'm not, the nest is cool with me. I just get a little, you know, I get out in the traffic. There's a lot of, you know, there's V flying birds and I just.
Yeah, I always wear my sunglasses at home, and then I'm trying to fly west. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so bright.
Yeah, you know, I get some people want to like go where it's warmer in the winter. I'm fine here. This is where I'm comfortable.
It's fine.
It's just it's just a lack of control. It affects me as a bird.
I get it.
You know, ever since, you know, as a child, I didn't have any control. They literally chewed up my food and spit it in my mouth, and it's like I've just always yearned for that control, and
I never developed it.
Mm-hmm. So now, you know, those subway birds, I don't know how they do it. Makes me very claustrophobic.
Yeah. I think my dad chewed off my umbilical cord. I mean, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's never developed.
I hate birds.
Yeah, you don't like birds.
Hate birds. I don't really get the point of them.
Yeah, do we need birds?
Probably. They're probably like, oh, if all the birds were gone, the polar bears would...
They'd eat themselves.
Eat themselves, and then the Amazon would burn... The bird's urine cools it down. There's something happening.
There probably is something like that. I mean, yeah, you hear all these crazy things. Like, yeah, the sand in the Sahara actually affects the climate of the Amazon. Which, by the way, is not true.
Exactly. don't believe any of that. If birds were gone, it'd be better for all of us.
Yeah, I don't know what they do.
Oh, but they pollinate. They take stuff from trees. And well, that's you. you think that trees produce food, which is a crazy thing.
No, yeah. And I'm pretty sure we pollinate just fine. I mean, isn't that what lawyers do? Like, you get to examine your witness and the other one? Cross-pollination is what that's called.
Exactly.
The attorneys are doing it. We don't need birds to do
you
it.
You ever seen banana on a tree? Yeah, I have. Well, what color are they? Green? How are they yellow? Wake up, America. Not real. That's why I don't eat fruits and vegetables, dude.
Really doesn't make sense. The veins in our skin, blue, blood's red. Two-party system.
Two-party system.
Blue and red. Mm-hmm. Doesn't add up.
Yeah. We all bleed red.
Yep. But blue on the inside. Riddle me that. We don't need birds. I don't think. Unless there's something I'm forgetting.
Speaking of gross yellow food, I was raised on that Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
I got it recently.
Oh, yeah, you whipped that up.
Did I tell it on the pod?
No.
99 cents is what it cost, which made me, I was like excited. I'm like, I'm going to get this. And like, it'd be so nostalgic. And I went to buy it and it was 99 cents. And I was like, So my mom was feeding me 99 cent meals all my life. It's not good. And I made it. And the first half of the bowl, I'm like, this is pretty cool. And then it was like, and then, let's just say it felt like someone ripped off my umbilical cord.
Yeah. That'll happen.
All the nutrients came out.
Sorry to hear that. Well, welcome to my world. Thank you. Welcome to me and Derek's world, just for a moment.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Thank you. I took a little lady on a day. Well,
what'd you do?
Originally, it was supposed to be a very romantic Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because I had a rec league basketball game that she was going to come to. And then the other team forfeited, but we still wanted to play anyway. So I just hung out with her afterwards.
Well, they're better men than you. Like, yeah, I guess Valentine's Day. Why would we show up? You're like, oh, like, right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all going to be there even without a team. So totally. It was very hard to find guys to sub in. We're like, well, we can just find some other guys. We'll scrimmage them. Turns out a lot of guys have plans on Valentine's Day.
I know.
A lot of guys in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. I was like, why are so many guys celebrating this? And then Katie was like, did you give me anything? I'm like, oh, I guess the girls want us to.
2022. Gosh. Can't do anything right.
So no game.
Yeah, so, and we had just done some other romantic things, so I didn't feel like I needed to do a ton, but I still wanted to do something for Valentine's Day, and just much my style.
That's how I felt. I was like, babe, I took you to a really fun Super Bowl party.
There was beer everywhere.
I made sure there was cheese pizza, because you're a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I made a little money sports betting for you.
That's our money. Well, I'm going to spend it on kind of things I want to.
Reinvest.
But
so still, I don't. Sell. Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's like, you know, you got a spoiler, but you can't spoil her too much.
So we still did some stuff. The theme of the night was bowl. So got in the car. We only listened to Bowling for Soup all night. Stacey's Mom, 1985. The theme song for Phineas and Ferb.
You got bowl cuts.
I wish.
You smoked a bowl.
Big time. I would love to see me and Rachel try to figure out how to smoke a bowl of marijuana.
I'm 0 for 2.
It would take me 7 years.
You watched Bull play NBA basketball.
We just watched Bull highlights. That's funny.
No?
Okay.
There's a lot of bull things that you didn't do. Not to judge your date.
I love these guesses, though. These are great. Bowl cuts and minute bowls, son.
Smoked a bowl. Not smoked a bowl. Didn't have bowl cuts. Bowl. You said you listened for Bowling for Soup?
Bowling for Soup was the playlist.
Oh, okay. You went bowling.
Good.
Okay.
And then before that, we went and got acai bowls at like her favorite place. So,
bull riding.
Yes. And it's not like, it sounds like bull riding. We're going to bull riding. No, I went and found very large. I ended up reconnecting with the Amway girl. Got some large Tupperware bowls. And just kind of rode on top of them down the bowling lanes. The place hated it.
Yeah,
scratched
didn't
up
like
a
it.
Lot. Yeah.
So you watched the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl the day before individually. That was part of it.
Yeah.
Very romantic.
Text me updates so I know you're watching.
Prove it. Prove it. FaceTime me. Show me that you're watching it.
Well, that's fun.
It was kind of fun. Normally, I don't think bowling's that fun, but every frame, there was a new like handicap to like make it different, which is kind of fun. I like doing stuff like that. So like, all right, this frame, you have to bowl left-handed. All right, this one between your legs. This time you got to like you know, roll it with both hands. This time it has to hit a ceiling tile first. This time your pants down.
Yeah.
All right. You know, just fun stuff like that.
Right.
Normal, luckily it's a bowling alley, so they can't see. They don't even care. Yeah. They're like, just they don't.
They're
just...
still smoking inside a bowling alley.
Yeah, anything goes.
That's bizarre.
I actually did go use the restroom to wash my hands. Dude, when's the last time you just touched a bowling ball? I'll tell you, it's a
while ago. It's pretty gross.
We don't need to worry about COVID.
I kind of done with the shoes. I'm just like, these shoes are fine.
Dude, my shoe was as wide as it was long. Mm. I couldn't believe what they gave me for shoes last
night. Slowly making them wider, I think. I don't know what they can get away with.
Yeah.
These people look ridiculous.
It was phenomenal how wide this shoe was. But yeah, I went in to wash my hands afterwards because I felt like I'd caught every variant at once. And anyway, there's a guy just smoking weed in the stall. I was like, right on, bowl brother. Night. Yeah, bowl night. I was good. Like, oh, you're here for a themed date.
Could you sign my scavenger hunt? Hate to bother you. I'll just come in there with you.
I have to do 5 bowl things.
Mm-hmm. Then I have to bully you. So you're not going to like it.
So if you just want to already, just go ahead and crouch down and act like I hit you or something.
Michael Bolton all night.
I'm trying to think of anything else happened at the bowling alley. Oh, dude, they hang up pictures of anyone who's bowled a 300. It looks like they hung up a sexual predators list. I mean, it is just white guy with a mustache after a white guy with a mustache. And I mean, there's just the worst lighting, just against like a wood paneling.
Yeah.
Just,
like if this bowling alley opens up near a school, it's like half of them can't come bowl. They're like, well.
It's a shrine to people who bowled a 300. And have gone to jail for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That you've done both, and you get your picture up.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I mean, the mustaches, the pale skin, the receding hairline. It just seemed like no one told them, hey, we're going to take your picture, so smile. It was like, gotcha. Why don't you have a seat over here? Like Chris Hansen took the photo and then hung it up in a bowling alley.
Congratulations, sir. A perfect score is a very hard thing to achieve. Also, I'm Scott Hansen. Chris, what's his name?
Chris Hansen, I think.
I'm Chris Hansen. I'm Chris Harrison. You're watching The Bachelor. I'm Chris Hansen. 300, very impressive. You're under arrest.
You've been taking a little
bit. We're going to take your mugshot.
Yeah.
It will double as, fame, because it's still a great achievement. Mm-hmm. Regardless, we support a lot of athletes, even amongst their flaws.
Yeah, separate the art from the artist. Mm-hmm. A little too much time in the fantasy suites of those bowling balls. So you lick in your fingers afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty gross. Anyway. That was shocking. I hadn't been to bowling alley in like 6 years.
Why is that guy bowling with his pants down?
Oh, he's on a date.
Oh, okay.
It's just Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Also, the bowling alley. Sorry, I'm remembering all these little things that happen. I go up and order me a little soda pop. And he's like, hey, man, how's it going? I was like, hey, what's going on with you? And he's like, what can I get? I was like, take Dr. Pepper. And he just pauses. And he goes, you've got a great hey. I was like, what? He's like, the way you said hey, that was just awesome. I was like, thank you. No one's ever complimented my hay before. Thank you. And then he got me, he got me the wrong thing. Not even close. It's like, I'll take a large Dr. Pepper. He gave me a small water. So I think
distracted by that hay.
Might have been in the bathroom stall earlier as well. It's pretty interesting experience.
My last bowling alley experience, I was out with 2 buddies. We were grabbing dinner and we were going to walk over to this other place for a drink. And in between these 2 places is a bowling alley. And I go, $20, I beat you in a game of bowling.
An
right
impromptu
now.
Bet.
I mean, is there anything more fun than that? We're like, everyone's like, deal. We run in. It's happens to be like prom night or something. So half the bowling alley is reserved. So we walk in and we're like, oh great. Half the bowling lane, it's a Saturday night, are wide open. So we walk up, we're like, would one game of bowling, please. 3 guys. She's like, we're all booked. It's one of those classes when you walk in a place where we're booked and you just go, well. It doesn't, I see 9 tables.
Yeah. Like a restaurant's like, do you have a reservation? It's like, I have 2 eyes that can see 9 tables available. Yeah.
But they're like, we have reservations. And you pry and they're like, well, I mean, I don't know. Are you willing to finish your dinner in an hour? I'm like, yeah. What do you think I was going to do here?
Yeah.
You can get out of here before that reservation.
Not blogging.
So this, we relented after a while, but it's this clearly frazzled woman who's just, she's very stressed about her bowling alley job. And I was like, oh, we just want to play 1 game. I mean, and we'll play it fast. You know, she's like, we have the whole thing reserved for the prom. I'm like, when is that? She's like, 9 p.m. It is like 8:35.
Like,
I was like, oh, no problem, no problem. I was like, I thought when she'd say that, I'd be like, oh, you thought we wanted to play like all night? We want to play one game. We'll be out of here 15 minutes. She's like, I can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean you can't do that?
It's like, I'm willing to pay you money for something that we would not get money for otherwise.
And then my buddy, we did kind of a good cop, bad cop thing. And I was like, you will give us those alleys. And then my buddy was like, listen, I understand you're stressed Saturday night. You got a whole crowd.
He's still got his umbilical cord attached. He's stressed.
Yeah. Give us one lane. She's like, I can't. And I was like, give it to me or I'll strangle you to death.
Good.
And she didn't respond well to that.
You want
to
get on the wall, huh?
You see my umbilical cord, right? And so we're like, oh, no, no. So now we're trying to, it's like, we're so honed in on this idea. It's kind of like when you're like, let's do Chinese food. And the Chinese food place is closed. And you're like, where do we track down an egg roll?
My stomach knows Chinese is coming.
And so we start going up to strangers being like, we're going to bet $20 on one bowl each. So like, can we just pop in here and bowl a few times? These people are like, sure. And so three of us, we just go bowl, bowl, bowl. And then two of us, me and another guy, out of the three, bowl strikes. We're like, we're so sorry. We got to do death. I mean, you understand. We bowl again. And we're like, thank you. And we run out of there. And I won $20. Worth it.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Me and my friends discovered a new, I guess it's not new, but like a fun way of gambling with each other. Like, last week it was warm. Four of us went golfing. Our fifth friend would have loved to golf, but couldn't, had to work that day. And so while we were golfing, we just kept sending him prop bets for him to do while he was like at work. And I think he had more fun than we did golfing. Just like, all right, par three coming up. Who's going to be closest to the pin? Like, there needs to be like an app or something where you could you could prop bet on your friends doing anything. Then you have to be golf, but just like, you could just send in odds and it's like a running total of money. Guys would get so into that. Just betting on anything.
Oh, that's so true. It's absolutely true. I discovered they're popping up all sorts of little like betting prop apps and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're all going to like do it for the Super Bowl. It's just so fun. You're like, I'm going to bet $10 that the
national anthem is longer than a minute 45.
Yeah. I'm going to bet that 50 Cent arrives upside down. I mean, I want a boatload of money on that. And, but of course the app was like crash. It's amazing how many things, I know nothing about this, but it must be harder than I think, obviously, but so many things crash during the Super Bowl. It's like, we know how many people watch this. It's not like we're like, half a billion people watch this year. We didn't see that coming. Somehow Pakistan picked it up.
You know what it is? I can explain it to you if you want.
Oh, sure.
You know, you've heard of the term bandwidth?
Yes.
So it all comes
Never down understood to, it, but.
All comes down to bandwidth. You saw the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show, right?
It was robust.
It's very robust, very wide. What else do you notice? Several bands, several artists. Too much bandwidth.
Apps crash. It was very linear.
We went from like, I think, 20-yard line to 20-yard line. One stage, so many bands, too much bandwidth. You're welcome.
Okay, well, I want to apologize to Coinbase. And what else
I didn't understand it. It's like a YouTuber's apology. I was ignorant. If I would have known now...
What I knew, if I knew then what I knew now.
I'm embarrassed, and I apologize to my fans, to my family, and most of all, Coinbase.com, who I hurt the most. I didn't understand bandwidth.
Did you like the halftime show?
It was nice. It was fun. Yeah.
I kind of half-watched it.
Like, with one eye?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
I didn't really watch it. The main thing I caught was Eminem doing his, like, Superman pose, which I thought was just, like, a cool, just, like, that's just a dope way to just pose for a few minutes. But then I learned it was a social stance.
Apparently. Did Eminem say that or are other people just saying that?
I don't know. I'm still confused, but I just thought it was a cool way to pose.
He was like, I'm done rapping now.
Yeah.
And he kind of kneels and turns away from the
take
camera.
Take the spotlight off me.
Dr. Dre, play the piano now. But they're like, oh, wow, what a stance he took. Did he?
It was just a real reality check of like, that was a lineup catered to people in the 30s and 40s, which we are, and
they did
I'm about to be, and
for us,
you know, all the teenagers are like, who are these old people? Who's that old angry white guy yelling? That's what 15-year-olds were saying.
Really?
And our parents were saying, how dare you? That's Eminem.
That is Marshall Slim Shady Mathers.
Yeah. The trailer park round the outside.
Yep. His other name is 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
He's great.
While I was watching it, I made a comment. I was like, I love just that it's changing fast. I don't even care who the people are. Just the fact that, like, you're only doing one song and now I have something new to look at. I like that. I like the variety, like, fast-pacedness.
Or the group of dudes just doing, like, a cool dance in their matching khakis.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed.
I like match khakis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were dancing well. It was pretty much a fun time. I'm trying to think. I mean, Mary J. Blige, that was kind of random to me.
What'd she do?
Oh, it's just the fact that she was even there. Oh, I expect she's not on the same level as, like, those other people.
Oh, easy. Those are fighting words. Who's it? Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. There's several of Snoop Dogg. He's like the Shaq of rapping. This guy's everywhere.
Yeah, I was the only one.
He's promoting everything. I have a buddy who runs a restaurant. They somehow had Snoop was doing a concert in town, and my buddy hosted him for, like, an after party DJ thing.
Oh, cool.
And they're like, it'll take, like, tens of thousands of dollars, but it has to be literal cash.
Dude, one of my friends
has how I want to be paid for my shows from now on. It's just a briefcase of the literal dollars, only in ones, so it feels like a lot. And just hand it to me.
That is so funny. So Brad has a story about that too.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, with Snoop Dogg.
He knows Snoop Dogg too? See, everyone, there's too many Snoop Dogs.
I guess the details don't matter. But yeah, he has a story like that just recently of, like, Snoop Dogg was a feature on, like, Ben Rector's, like, new album and asked to be paid in cash to be featured on a song. I forget the amount, but that's his thing. Big cash guy. Keeps things fluid.
Why. Yeah.
Yeah. Off the tape.
Shout out Snoop Dogg.
Under the tape.
Get your tickets. We're heading back out. Like I said, LA's going on sale too, so don't, you know, those will go fast. We're excited for LA. And just thanks for being here.
Do you have any, I don't know if you want to say it or not, but the new shows that are going to be added in, like, May, do you want to tease that or no? Secret.
I don't think we're quite there yet, but we're going to hit a few more cities in May, keep the tour going. A
few more shows added.
Before we call it a day. So that y'all be the first to know, you know that. Very exciting. Yes.
See you guys in the Northeast this week. Get some Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. See you then. Peace.
Correct opinion.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.